It's 94.9 WSJM. I'm Johnny Reinhart, and it's time for 10 Minutes with Tom Austin of Austin Tax and Financial, tax preparation, planning, retirement strategies and planning, and a whole lot more. Tom, how are you this morning?
I'm good, Johnny. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Now, every once in a while, you give me some great tidbits on some things, and you've found a good list of a few. What do you got for us today?
Well, yeah, we call this Tidbits with Tom, I guess, now, so we try to find some interesting things that relate to what's going on in our world, and thought on this Thanksgiving Eve, we'd throw a few things out there. And by the way, happy Thanksgiving, Johnny.
Happy Thanksgiving to you as well, yeah.
And we have a lot to be thankful for.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first little tidbit is, according to the National Association for Business Economics, in the last 3 months, a record high number of U.S. companies, 58%, so 58% of U.S. companies increased pays at their firms, while zero companies lowered their wages. So I think this shows and reflects kind of what's going on in our economy right now. Mm-hmm. There's a very high demand for workers, and we see this all over the place that companies and certain industries more so than others are really in need of workers. And so pay has gone up. But in the same token, inflation has increased very significantly as well. So the average wages have gone up about 5%, while inflation has gone up nearly 6%. So when you look at that effect, there really is a negative pay cut, in that and certain people are going to be affected more by inflation than others, the people that are driving more, food, gas, heating, and that tends to affect some of the people on the middle class people as opposed to people that are a little more well-to-do.
Right.
In the United States, every dollar spent on food, only 14.3% of that goes to farmers.
Wow. I didn't know that.
14.3%. So it tells me there's a lots of middlemen that are getting their fingers in between that food by the time it leaves the farmer's field till it gets into our hands. Another interesting tidbit, Johnny, is we've all heard about the problem in the truck and car industry with the microchips, but the average delivery time right now to get a microchip is at an all-time high of 21.7 weeks, so over 5 months.
Wow.
So these are all things that, that we see that are affecting our economy, and we hear about, that a lot have been related to COVID and just the things, how things have kind of changed in our economic structure. And part of that is the inflation we just talked about. In 2022, the annual Social Security cost of living increase, which is better known as COLA, is going to be at 5.9%. That's the largest increase since 1983. However, the healthcare costs that have been rising faster than federal cost of living adjustments for a long time, by one estimate, that adjustment for seniors actually are spending more money on healthcare. And since 2000, there's been a decline in the purchasing power of Social Security by nearly 30%.
Wow.
So that's a real concern for people that are retired and living on fixed incomes. And that's, we talk a lot about, some of the things we do with helping people elect Social Security, but also the need to, to save. And we talk a lot about that, about needing to save early on. Right now we have a record number of people in the U.S. that just have not saved a whole lot. And that leads to a next talking point, which deals with the debt burden that our country has taken on from 1999 to 2021 till current. The total debt burden for Americans over the age of 70 increased by 614% to $1.2 trillion. So today, according to CNBC, roughly 46% of all Americans expect to retire in debt.
Oh,
46%. And I think we see that a little bit in our work with some of the people that are coming in and most of the time it's a mortgage that people still have, but certainly they don't want to get into a situation where they're retiring with too much debt. But it's a trend that we're starting to see more and more as people are not saving enough and are being forced to carry more debt as they move into retirement. Here's an interesting one for you, Johnny. You still a guy that keeps money in your pocket? You like to have cash in your wallet?
I like to have cash, and I still like to have change in my pocket.
I'm in the same boat. I like to have cash, and I still have a jar that I throw coins in. But in 2020, U.S. cash transactions fell to 19%, which was a 7-point decline from 2019.
Wow!
And so we see that more and more. I mean, obviously, especially in the younger generation, I know my kids, they don't ever carry cash, mm-hmm. and if they have cash, they want to give me the cash and they want me to Venmo them money.
Right.
You know, so yep. they just don't carry cash. And I think we're kind of moving into that situation. I think is inevitable that we're going to at some point become a cashless society. I mean, unfortunate, but I think that's just the way that we're moving. Couple more, mm-hmm. from July 2020 to June 21st, U.S. homes that were on the market for an average of 1 week or less before going under contract. This was a record low dating back 32 years.
Wow.
So we hear, you know, we've all heard the stories here in Southwest Michigan, and it's a phenomenon that's occurred really across the entire country. The crazy real estate market where we've had multiple offers, you know, above asking price and people fighting for homes. So so many of these things are just unprecedented that we see going on right now. That's certainly in my lifetime that I don't think I've ever really witnessed or experienced. And I mm-hmm. think this is a trend that I think could lead to concerning issues in the future, because if we create these overvaluation of real estate properties, and this is what happened in 2008, but on a different level with the banking industry that we had a lot of issues with people taking on mortgages that really weren't qualified to. But I, you know, if we get into situations where people are over leveraged on their properties, or they're, you know, set at a certain valuation now, and some of these things start to correct themselves, we could find ourselves in another situation of a housing crisis. So right now, I mean, everything has been great for a lot of people, certainly mm-hmm. if you're on the end of selling something, but if you have to repurchase on the other end, then you're buying at a higher level as well.
Right.
So the last one, I guess, we'll end with is more on a lighter note, but it's something that I ran across in the USA Today. It was a lady that was in an emergency room, that she was in there for hours from a head injury that she had in Atlanta, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And after being there for several hours, she just walked out. You know, she'd been there for so long.
Right.
And a few weeks later, she received a bill in the mail from the healthcare provider at the hospital there for $700. And she called him up and said, you know, what's the deal? I didn't get treated. She
right.
said that she was charged a facility fee or an emergency room visiting fee.
So huh.
It's, I don't know. That's according to the USA Today. So it's crazy, some of the things that you see going on, but this, I guess, doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, I've heard of that story before, and it is a huge surprise, I'm sure, to that person, but it's strange that you'd get charged for something like that. But, you know,
whether she had to pay it,
yeah.
or, you know, I'm not sure what happened there, but that's kind of what's going on right now in our world.
Exactly. And these are great tidbits. Good for holiday conversations around the Thanksgiving table. If people want to chat about some of that stuff, I'm sure, you know, maybe around the holidays, if kids get, you know, $100 from their grandma, they'll wonder what they're getting cash for. Instead, just ask grandma to Venmo yeah. them or something.
Good point.
But Tom, if people want to chat with you about some of these things that you mentioned, or just talk about, you know, finances or some of the way we're seeing trends go with a lot of these different things, how might they get a hold of you and chat with you about this stuff?
Yeah, that's a great point too. Because it is, some of the things we talk about here are mm-hmm. dealing with what's going on in our economy and our world, our society, and we try to keep abreast of how these things are changing and how they affect the average person. We can be reached at 269-429-1585. As we've talked about recently, we are moving our office sometime within the next 2 to 3 weeks, but we still at this point are located at 4231 Redder Highway in Stevensville. Our new office is going to be at 715 Columbia Avenue in St. Joe, right behind the new Honor Credit Union on Niles Avenue. You can also visit us on the web at austinfinancial.us.
Wonderful. Tom Austin is an investment advisor representative for Capital Asset Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Opinions expressed on the program do not necessarily reflect those of Capital Asset Advisory Services, LLC. Topics discussed and opinions given not intended to address the specific needs of any listener. Listeners always encouraged to discuss their specific needs with the appropriate professional, and we hope that professional is Tom Austin. Thanks, Tom Austin, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Johnny. Have a great day.
Cool. I think that worked out.
Beautiful. One less thing I got to do tomorrow morning.
There you go. Wonderful. Well, yeah, you have
enjoy your time off, and hopefully you don't have to go in for jury duty. I can't imagine.
I doubt I will. Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure I won't have to. So another day to sleep in, which is great.
So you find that out tonight and call in tonight?
Yeah, I call five. I think after 5:30, I just call the automated thing, type in my candidate number, and then go from there. And it's been telling me, nope, you're not needed.
Yeah, well, I'd be surprised, but
yeah.
You never know. I mean,
yeah,
obviously,
never
if they're
know.
Still on, they must be having some kind of a docket.
Yeah, probably. Maybe a couple things here and there. They probably need a handful of people, but... We'll see, but you have a good one, and we'll chat with you again next week.
All right, Johnny, take care.